Some journalists covering South Sudan's National Assembly say they were disappointed by the actions of lawmakers on Wednesday. A journalist who prefers to be identified as Garang for fear of government reaction says a national security officer forced him to delete photos taken during a heated debate between parliamentarians.
They were seriously harassing the journalists over the issues of photographs because the house was getting aggregated over the issue of the consensus to pass the national security bill, and there was noise all over, and they themselves, the national security officials, they started taking the pictures. But when we were the one now that removed our phone to take the pictures, it became a problem. And they even told us actually to delete the things and all this. So we decided to walk out like this because there's no need of us being there, and we're not allowed to do what we were supposed to do.
Another journalist who asked to be identified as Rachel for fear of government reprisal says journalists were locked in the media gallery room.
No one was arrested. At first they refused. They didn't want to open the door. So the story started. When we said we are marching out, they first refused. We started saying, open the door and let us out. We don't want to cause this story anymore. So when they saw that now we are very serious, that's when they opened the door. We are now starting to shout.
Boboya James, an analyst at the Institute of Social Policy and Research, says unfair treatment of journalists and civil society is an attack on freedom of expression.
The spirit in which this bill was, rushed to be passed has never been, within the spirit of a proper conduct of parliament. And it's not actually also within the spirit of the revitalized agreement in South Sudan, including the South Sudan Interim Constitution as amended. We've seen members of civil society, journalists who are supposed to be covering the events, were all either harassed, intimidated, or some prevented not to take part in observing the debate in parliament.
David Kumuri, the National Security Service spokesperson, says freedom of expression has its limits.
The decision to move out is their own decision. They move out because they were told not to take photos. And I need to go back to some articles in respect to freedom of expression and freedom to access of information. Taking those photos is part of their freedom and access to information. You take the photos in order to give information based on facts within the spirit of that article. There's also a limitation. Parliament itself can decide, even if it's public hearing, to tell people that these ones will not be covered. So it is a mandate of the parliament. Security agents have also their own assessment of the situation.
On Wednesday, civil society said the national security based at the National Assembly detained some of their members who wanted to attend a session on the national security bill. Kumuri says civil society should get invitations from parliament to attend any session.
Making amendment is a process, means it starts with National Constitution Amendment Committee. It's initiated and goes through National Constitution Amendment Committee. And I'm quite sure civil society is represented in that committee. Civil society is being part of the process. It's the parliament to invite civil society, not the National Security Service, to decide for the parliament, to allow civil society to take part in the amendment process.
Boboya is calling on President Kiir not to sign the bill.
This bill is likely to be utilized to curtail the freedom of association, the freedom of expression, and freedom of choice of political parties that may not be wanted by those in power. So that is one of the implications, that if it's not properly taken care of, that becomes an issue. And we're asking the president of South Sudan not to really sign this bill if he really have the nation at heart, because there must be a distinctive differences between the power of the police in accordance with the interim constitution and the power of national security.
The Transitional National Legislative Assembly passed the National Security Service Act 2015 Amendment Bill on Wednesday amid its protests. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Kampala.